T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Retirement planning text line number 71307, and my email remains bob@1063.com. A few more notes about the fire in Paris yesterday. First of all, the press coverage, as I commented yesterday, utterly dismissing out of hand that it might have been an act of terrorism or that someone had set the fire deliberately. Now, they are saying today they don't suspect arson. They still are sticking with the story that it was an accident caused by the people that were involved in the construction that was ongoing, the renovation project inside the cathedral. But look, I mean, we live in the real world, and for a place like Notre Dame to go 850 years or so without a blaze such as yesterday's, and now we find ourselves in this era of terrorism and mysterious fires. Think of, for instance, Brazil's massive inferno that took down its national museum, the Taliban's deliberate destruction of the Bamiyan Buddhas, the horrific ISIS destruction of the ancient ruins at Palmyra. And frankly, it's hard to believe that you wouldn't at least consider the possibility that this had been an act of terrorism. Now, as I said, we don't know, but look at the deeply troubled political scene that we find in France these days. I mean, you've got the Yellow Vest rioters, protests not letting up, people of every color in the rainbow of politics alienated and bitter at the establishment. It suggests something bad could have happened from that direction. And yet, if you follow the news reports, each in the echo chamber of the media saying, oh, no chance of terrorism, no chance of arson here, no, 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 nothing to see here, move along. Now, today, in retrospect, the Parisian cops are saying they're moving to investigate the entire matter as a crime. So the glib coverage saying terrorism was ruled out before anybody knew what was happening was pretty rich. Now, I mentioned on the show yesterday, and I didn't have an opportunity to pull the audio before the show started yesterday, but I have it today. Shepard Smith was interviewing a French guest, a politician. And the guest took off on a tack that the uber-liberal Shep did not like and completely shut him down. So I'm going to play that audio for you now, and you can hear the conversation from yesterday. This was even as Notre Dame was burning. Okay. Let's go, audio. Anytime. Hang on just a second here. Let me reload this. And now I think we're ready. Nah, still doesn't want to play. All right, let me load this one more time.
Well, I was close to the scene.
Sorry. Bandwidth problem.
It happened, and no, I left the place because we want to let people work around it. Everybody's really under shock now in France. I would tell you something. It's even if nobody died, I mean, it's like a 9/11. It's a French 9/11, you know. And it's a big shock. I mean, this church was there for more than 850 years. Even the Nazis didn't dare to destroy it. And you need to know that for the past years, we had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. So, of course, you will hear the story about the political correctness, which will tell you that it's probably an accident.
Sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something which we don't know. If you have observations or you know something, we would love to hear it.
No, I'm just telling you something. What you need to be ready.
No, sir. We're not doing that here. Not now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because Shep Smith is a upstanding journalist who's not going to allow any speculation on his watch. Unless, of course, it's speculation about President Trump colluding with the Russians. Did Shep Smith ever have any problems speculating about that? That never seemed to bother his journalistic integrity when day after day, you know, they're talking about Trump and collusion and all this. I wonder if Shep Smith is aware that vandals have smashed statues, knocked down tabernacles, scattered or destroyed the Eucharist and torn down crosses all over France in recent days, weeks, and months. Last Sunday, the historic Church of St. Sulpice in Paris was set on fire just after midday mass. All right. But, you know, Shep Smith is he's not going to damage his journalistic integrity by allowing any speculation, politically correct or not, that this could have been an act of terrorism, even though there have been more acts of terrorism by jihadis in France than you can count on your fingers and toes. And as I said, Shep Smith has absolutely no problem speculating when it comes to whether or not President Trump was involved in collusion, was an agent of Russia. So, you know, but look, we know that Fox has become more left-leaning in the last year, 18 months, 2 years, and Shep Smith is carrying the banner for the liberal infusion into Fox. He's their poster child for politically correct and progressive and all the rest of that stuff. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. And I suspect that's why his ratings are some of the weakest on Fox. You know, you compare, now, different day parts, I understand that. But you compare the level of interest in his show as opposed to Tucker or Hannity or Laura Ingraham. Yeah, it's apples and oranges. Yes, people know who this guy is. He's not kidding anybody. He'd be more comfortable at CNN or BSNBC, which is why I don't bother to watch him. But I happened to have Fox on yesterday and heard that exchange and thought, oh, boy, you know, this is a microcosm of media inaction. You know, I'm going to tell the story that we want you to hear and not speculate about anything we wouldn't want you to think about, like Islamic terrorism. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We go to the phones when I come right back here on the Tuesday, Day Before Threesday edition on WORD.
What?
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:22 now here on this Tuesday afternoon. A few more thoughts on this fire at Notre Dame Cathedral yesterday coming up. But first of all, Dave, in my stomping grounds of Taylor's, has been patiently waiting to be the leadoff batter here on Tuesday. Hi, Dave, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby Mack. I don't know if anybody's mentioned it, but I saw it on the news Friday that a Muslim woman had been convicted and sentenced Friday of loading up a car full of propane tanks and was going to set them off outside of Notre Dame last year and was just sentenced Friday.
But of course, we're not going to speculate on this program, Dave, about that having any connotation whatsoever. That would violate my journalistic integrity, as I'm sure you know. Yeah, of course. The number of attacks, not only on Catholic churches, but all kinds of Christian churches in France, have been innumerable.
Like you guys said a little while ago, there's been an attack at least once every week for the last year or two.
Right. But the guy made the mistake of trying to tell the truth to Shepard Smith, who was...
Well, Shepard Smith wouldn't know the truth. It bit him in the butt.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And it's sad, you know, but... and look, nobody is saying this was definitely a jihadist attack or it was Islamic terrorism or anything else. There's a mark...
It would be stupid not to check it out.
Absolutely it would. You wouldn't even live in the real world if you didn't at least... You think the police are investigating this, are going to look at that as a potential causative factor here?
If they have any with common sense, they will.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But they are French.
Well... That's true. I felt so sorry. You know, when they had that Charlie Hebdo attack there was that video from a surveillance camera from a business that showed this poor Parisian gendarme. Here he is riding down the street on his bicycle. And all he has to defend himself is a billy club. And here are these jihadis, you know, with Uzis. And they just mow the guy down. I mean, this is not a war. This is a slaughter. This is fish in a barrel.
Yeah,
but you know, they're bound and determined, I guess, to be politically correct.
Well, I hope they wake up.
Yeah, so do I. So do I, Dave. Thanks very much for the call. Now, secondarily on this thing, there was a lot of criticism. Naturally, this immediately became President Trump's fault. Now, this is like the early days of the Obama administration. You know, it's all Bush's fault. Now everything, of course, is all Donald Trump's fault. The president saying maybe the French firefighters should drop water on the building, something they couldn't do because they were fearful, of course, of collapsing the entire structure. But this was a polite bid to help from President Trump, given that many Americans see massive fires in wilderness areas responded to with water dumps. And so was it not natural to wonder about that? No. President Obama's patronizing tweet, "We will rebuild. It is in our nature to mourn when we see history lost, but it is also in our nature to rebuild for tomorrow as strong as we can." Yeah, it is natural for us to mourn, and it's also natural to glibly spout that the whole thing will be rebuilt as strong as we can. Is he given any money to rebuild Notre Dame? And notice he distilled it down to just history. Europe is loaded with history. Notre Dame will be rebuilt. The heart of Paris can't remain a ruin. But this is just more silver tongue oratory from Obama, which is what he's famous for. Being glib without having any meaning. And third, and my final point on this, there were those on Twitter, and I got a text or two yesterday myself saying, well, you know, who cares? You know, it's in Paris and it's just stuff. That the real spirituality didn't require such stuff, that the people in the church were more important, that our God was more important. Protestants more likely to point it out, but it's a pretty odious comparison to think about what's more important. And it certainly dismissed too glibly the sorrow that the people who were watching that blaze yesterday were certainly feeling. It was about history. It was about art. It was about excellence. It was about the work of human hands over the centuries giving glory to God. And these very people who were at the church and their work giving us a connection to them, to dismiss it as just stuff is, I think, underplaying the significance of the event. Now, one more note. A French priest who helped the wounded in the Bataclan terror attack on Paris and who survived an ambush in Afghanistan emerged as a hero of the Notre Dame fire. Jean-Marc Fournier, chaplain of the Paris Fire Brigade, rushed straight for the relics housed in the cathedral to rescue the Blessed Sacrament and the Crown of Thorns relic from the blazing building. It was feared, you remember we speculated yesterday, that those religious artifacts may have been lost as flames were engulfing the medieval building, but Father Fournier made sure they were taken to safety. He was a former army chaplain. said Father Fournier went with the firefighters into Notre Dame Cathedral to save the Crown of Thorns and the Blessed Sacrament, confirmed by emergency services sources, who said Father Fournier is an absolute hero. He showed no fear at all as he made straight for the relics inside the cathedral and made sure they were saved. He deals with life and death every day and shows no fear. One of the cathedral's most precious objects, of course, the Crown of Thorns, purported to have been worn by Jesus on the cross when he was crucified. Records of the existence of the crown began in the early 6th century when it was believed to have been kept in Jerusalem by Christians. During the Crusades in 1238, Latin Emperor of Constantinople gave it to King Louis IX in order to win his support. The crown itself, saved from the fire last night, a small fragment of it had been kept in the spire and is therefore believed to have burned to ashes. The fire, which at one point threatened to engulf the entire edifice, finally brought in under control early Tuesday night. It took him about 9 hours. Father Fournier rushing inside the Bataclan music venue in Paris November 13th, 4 years ago, when ISIS militants murdered 89 people using guns and explosives. So congratulations to him. He was one of the heroes of this tragedy yesterday. And thank God nobody was killed. You know, there were people inside right up until an hour or so before the fire was discovered. So thank God for that. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. How about rebuilding Notre Dame? The actress, Salma Hayek, her husband is pledging more than $100 million to rebuild the cathedral, and he's not the only one. That and more is on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show. McClain. Great to have you along. Nice looking Tuesday afternoon here as we cruise along together in the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, can you post the article about Father Fournier rescuing the relics? Yeah, there were several of them on the web. The one that I shared with you was from London's Daily Mail. I think the one that Moneypenny is going to put up is from the New York Post, because the Daily Mail, they insert a lot of photos in their stories, and if you try and print it out, it's like 60 pages. I think I'm confident in saying that the New York Post story will have the details that you're looking for without all the detritus in the way. Also in on the text line, Bobby, you're 100% correct about Shepard Smith. He's made a number of comments about President Trump that turned out to be false and not once apologized or corrected the story. Bobby, top of my list of meanings for the description, some people, now reads militant Muslims. Bobby, Islam is like the invasion of the country snatchers. They want to destroy America, kill people, and Congress could care less. From Richard Gosnell. Thank you, Richard. Bobby, there are a number of things that Shep has commented on, and he was clueless on all of them. He's a loser. Loser! Bobby, if the Islamists did set fire at Notre Dame, the French government would blame white Southern boys in the KKK in South Carolina. Bob, you're talking about Shepard, don't park in my parking space or else Smith? With all of his journalistic integrity? Never liked him to begin with. Bob, all kinds of leftist media criticizing the so-called alt-right for falsely accusing Muslims for setting the cathedral fire. Nobody is saying they set the fire. We are merely saying that if you begin your investigation, that has to be one avenue you have to look at. To do otherwise is to ignore reality. Now, Bobby, did you see the Breitbart article yesterday about all the recent attacks on Christian churches in France? Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to earlier. Now, Bobby, Shep Smith from Fox said yesterday, the fire investigators will at some point come to a determination about what caused this, and conspiracy theories about anything are worthless and in many cases counterproductive and injurious to society. And those who entertain them are not acting in the interest of the people of this planet. What say you, Bobby? Well, I think I just said it. Any investigation that does not include as a possible source for this fire Islamic terrorism is devoid of reality. So, a couple more just popped in here. Let me quickly get to them. Bob, if it was a terrorist attack, don't you think they'll probably cover it up? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Bob, I'd like to know the nationality of the construction workers working on Notre Dame Cathedral. Goodness knows France is overrun by Muslims. It is that, sad to say. Now, as I mentioned before we went to the break, Selma Hayek's husband, the French billionaire François-Henri Pinault, pledged almost $113 million to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral after yesterday's devastating fire. His father, who is 82, is worth $37.3 billion. He's chairman and CEO of Kering, K-E-R-I-N-G. That is a Paris-based luxury group. They own Gucci, YSL, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, amongst others. He married the Mexican-American actress Salma Hayek in Paris in 2009, and they have a home nearby, the medieval cathedral. And there was somebody else. Bernard Arnault, owner of the luxury goods group LVMH, which is responsible for Moet Hennessy and Louis Vuitton, among other brands, has pledged $226 million towards reconstruction efforts. So already, they have more than $300 million. The French government, by the way, will take no part in. They didn't have any part in the renovations, and they will take no part in the rebuilding of it. At least that's the way it. They have a strict separation over there, as the lefties would tell us, of church and state. Kristen Taylor wrote a piece today entitled, "Some Flames Did Something." Prominent Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, posted a statement last night on the catastrophic fire at Notre Dame Cathedral that failed to use the name of the cathedral or even mention that it is a church or a Catholic church. Notre Dame, French for Our Lady, is the Catholic name for the Virgin Mary, Mother of God, who gave birth to Jesus. Omar instead described how art and architecture connect people, denigrating Notre Dame as an art museum. Here is what she tweeted. Art and architecture have a unique ability to help us connect across our differences and bring people together in important ways. Thinking of the people of Paris and praying for every first responder trying to save this wonder. She points out, Ms. Taylor points out in her story, that crowds don't gather and sing Ave Maria as an art museum goes up in flames. But she is, of course, you know, a card-carrying member of CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which she claimed just last week was founded after 9/11 in response to backlash against Muslims. In other words, she's taking the tack of Muslim victimhood. It was 3,000 Americans who died, Congresswoman. The Muslims were not the victims here. The Muslims were the perpetrators of the attack. All right? But, you know, never mind. CARE was actually founded back in the 90s and has been tied to Hamas, Hezbollah, other Middle East terror groups, was an unindicted co-conspirator charged by our own DOJ for funding Islamic terrorism. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side, we go to the phones again. When I come right back here on Tuesday. Yeah, or as Governor Henry McTaxter might say, they'll make your hearing butter.
All right, Dan.
It kills me. 3:50, it's 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. This will brighten your day. Brother Fred is along this afternoon. I bet you are excited, Brother Fred.
Praise God. You better believe it. Praise God, I'm excited. I was in the hospital 4 days.
Ooh.
Oh, they didn't know. They put me on a gurney. I didn't know nothing about it. Temperature 104.
Mercy.
And praise God, you know what? If it looks like a devil red, and has a red suit and a pitchfork, it's the devil, praise God.
You came down with a bout of the flu, I'm guessing, Brother Fred?
I had pneumonia.
Oh, mercy.
And I'll be 90 years old, praise right. God. No, I'm excited because you and your wife got to see history made down there, and we're going to make history up here at the senior games.
Nice.
And I'm not going to be able to run, but I'm going to be the guest moderator at the awards dinner.
Nice. Well, you'll be back to defend your crown next year, Brother Fred, you know, when you're feeling better.
Well, I tell you, right now, I'm about 75%,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in my office and taking care of my clients.
Excellent.
But like I say, if it looks like the devil has a pitchfork, it's the devil.
Yeah, grabs hold of you, doesn't he?
Well, and I'm going to tell you this, but you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And no weapon formed against me prosper.
Well, amen on that. Was this last week that you were sick, Brother Fred?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to go get my stitches pulled out of my cancer operation.
Right.
And I was on the way to the doctor's office, and a lady ran in the back of my wife's car.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And yes, and that car is my wife's baby. And
uh-oh.
But anyway, you know what? I didn't let it get me down. But then the next thing I knew, I woke up at 9 o'clock in the hospital, St. Francis.
Wow.
And I'm going to give them an A-OK because they really take care of their patients.
Well, they had quite a patient to work with, and you, Brother Fred.
Well, it's not about me, Bobby Mack. You know that.
I do.
In other words, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Army, and now Jesus' Army. But I look forward to hearing you and the bright side of things, not the dark side.
Well, I appreciate that, Brother Fred, and I'm certainly glad that you're feeling better. So you just reached a point where you just went unconscious, and the next thing you knew, you were in the hospital, huh?
Yeah, and
wow.
I asked him I said, how'd I get there?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
They said, you didn't know that Fletcher, that's my buddy from church.
Right.
Said he got a hold of you and put his clothes on you in the bathroom at our house. I didn't even know what was going on.
Wow. Well, thank God he was there and recognized that you needed some assistance, Brother Fred, and got you the help that you obviously needed. And I'm glad that you're feeling better now. So you're on the road to recovery, you sound like.
Yes, I am, and I'm going to tell you, devil, look out.
There you go. There you go. Amen, Brother Fred. Thanks. I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you're disappointed you're not going to be able to defend your senior racing title again this year, but there's always next year, Brother Fred.
Oh, yeah, next year I'll be 91.
There you go.
That's even better.
It is even better. Well,
yeah.
You take care of yourself and get well soon, all right, Brother Fred?
God bless you, Bobby.
Right back at you, brother. I appreciate it. Brother Fred. He's classic, isn't he? I love him. In on the text line, pneumonia is no match for Brother Fred. God bless you, Fred. Highlight of my year was meeting you. It brightened my life. Thanks from Wes. Brother Fred has that effect on people. He'll make your day. Bob, isn't it amazing the French government legislated Notre Dame as government property in 1905 with the concession that the Catholic Church is the sole entity entitled to hold ceremonies there. But French government has no responsibility in keeping up the structure. Yeah, best of all possible worlds for them, right? Bobby, I believe it was a miracle that he got in there to save the Crown of Thorns. Seems to me like he should be a candidate for sainthood, Saint Fournier. Bobby, why does Omar feel the need to even comment on the fire? Granted, she wasn't as offensive as usual, but why can't she just keep quiet? To which another texter adds, why can't she just shut up and keep quiet? Ever. Bobby just looked up a picture of Salma Hayek's husband. I don't believe she married him for his looks. You could be right, but I can tell you this. He's a lot more attractive when he is sitting on his wallet. You know what I mean? Bobby, I'm not much of a handyman, but what sort of tools or equipment are used to renovate a building that could have sparked such a fire? I don't know, acetylene torch? This stuff is beyond my pay grade, but I'm speculating that certainly they had something in there that may have, you know, maybe could be as simple as somebody smoking one of those horrible French cigarettes. You ever smoke one of those French cigarettes? Strong? Are you kidding me? Let me put it this way. They're so strong, you've got to get Arnold Schwarzenegger to open the pack for you. That's strong. Bob, having the services for a former governor and Senator Fritz Hollingsworth, the Democrats' Democrat. Remember, he was governor when the Confederate flag went up over the State House. Well, I don't think Joe Biden's going to make any mention of that. So he doesn't say, stand up, Fritz, stand up. Hour number one is gone on past. Hour two is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.